One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
When it comes to Father's Day, some things never change. Dads want steak. And there's still time to deliver uncompromising quality and flavor with delicious gifts from Omaha Steaks. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code THANKSDAD when you shop omahasteaks.com today. We know, being your dad means he already has everything he could want. But just picture the look on his face when he sees those extra-aged USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy air-chilled chicken, beefy burgers, and more. With carefully curated gift packages from America's original butcher, it's never been easier to show everyone why you're dad's favorite. And every bite is 100% guaranteed to bring a thrill to the king of the grill. Hurry, there's still time to give dad something incredible for Father's Day. Shop now at omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with code THANKSDAD. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Daily Animated Tales. Don't forget to check out our new podcast, Horror Animated Story. You can find the link in this episode's description. Be sure to follow, rate, and give it a listen. We truly appreciate your continued support. Much love.
Hi, friends. My name is Casey. I'm 17 years old. Most people like pizza. I'm one of them. But unfortunately, my relationship with pizza is more of an obsession. Pizza is the only thing I eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You might think that I eat different kinds of pizza every time, but that's not the case. Every day, I can only eat like this. Cheese pizza in the morning, mushroom pizza for lunch, and cheese pizza again for dinner. It's not possible for me to eat mushroom pizza for breakfast or cheese pizza for lunch. The issue is that I'm extremely picky when it comes to food. I've been picky with food since I was a little kid. And when I say picky with food, don't think of your average picky eater. For example, some people don't like tomatoes. Some never eat eggs. Some feel nauseous at the sight of meat. It wasn't like that with me. The list of things I wouldn't eat was longer than the list of things I ate. For example, for 4 or 5 months, I'd only eat carrots. Then one day, I would suddenly quit and start eating only bread with jam. I wouldn't eat anything else when going through these phases. Yeah. I preferred to eat only what I liked, and I kept eating only that thing until I got bored. My mom says I got this trait from my grandfather. I never met him since he died before I was born. My mom and I fight a lot about food. It was during one of our fights that she told me, in tears, about her father, my grandfather. Your grandfather was just like you. He even hid this habit of his so he wouldn't set a bad example for us. I don't remember him eating together with us, ever. Even if he sat with us, he wouldn't eat anything. I'm full. You enjoy your food, he used to say. We found out later that he was able to eat very few things. According to your grandmother, he could only eat boiled chicken and steamed vegetables. He said that he wasn't able to eat anything else because he couldn't stand the smell of other foods. I was really sad for him when I found out about this. How do you only eat chicken and vegetables your whole life? But your grandpa did. This is why it makes me so sad to see you are going through the same thing. But at the same time, I know you can't help it. My mom was right to be upset, but just like she said, I couldn't help it. And my obsession with pizza hadn't even started when we had this conversation. Even if I was going through these phases, I was at least eating different things. Unfortunately, my condition got a lot worse. For the past 6 years, I have survived on pizza and pizza only. I remember exactly how my pizza obsession came about. It was a Saturday. My parents both work in pharmaceuticals. They were going to a conference together. Just as they were leaving, my dad collapsed onto the floor. He was holding his chest. We called an ambulance right away. My mom went to the hospital with my dad. Everything happened in a flash. I regretted not having gone to the hospital with them. I was walking around the house, worried sick. A few hours later, my mom called. As we suspected, my dad had had a heart attack. Thankfully, he survived because they were able to treat him on time. He was doing really well. He had some tests done.
Mm-hmm.
My mom said they'd come back after they got the results. I even talked to my dad for a second. I was relieved by the good news. It was almost noon. I realized I still hadn't eaten breakfast. Because I was in a good mood, I thought, I'll eat something different. I'll tell my mom about it when she comes back. She'll like that. As I was looking through the fridge, I saw three frozen pizzas. I randomly picked one of them. It was the cheese pizza. I heated it in the oven and ate it for breakfast. I was someone who rarely ate pizza. I said to myself, I've forgotten what it tastes like. It's pretty good. Doctors wanted to keep my dad at the hospital overnight. They had to run some more tests. I said to my mom, don't worry about me. I'll look after myself. But she didn't listen to me and told me Aunt Joy would come and stay with me that night. I was so happy that I would be seeing my favorite aunt. I decided to eat pizza for lunch again. I took out one of the two remaining pizzas without looking, and as you might guess, it was the mushroom one. My aunt called and said something had come up. She would be coming later. And so I ate the last pizza for dinner. It was a cheese pizza. So that's how I had my menu for the next 6 years all set. Cheese pizza for breakfast, mushroom pizza for lunch, and cheese pizza again for dinner. The next morning, I woke up craving a cheese pizza. I told my aunt that I wanted to have pizza for breakfast. Even though she was surprised, she wouldn't say no because she knew how particular I was about food. She also let me have mushroom pizza for lunch. That's how my love affair with pizza started. And unfortunately, it took over my life. In the following days and years, even though my mom was very upset, she had to let me eat pizza because I refused to eat anything else. Since she knew it was an issue that required treatment, she tried to get me treated a few times, but nothing worked. Among these attempts, the weirdest one was something one psychiatrist tried. First, we had a regular therapy session. He asked me various questions, trying to understand why I only ate pizza. I answered them all truthfully. In the next session, he suggested I eat something other than pizza. When that didn't work, he tried to scare me with things like, "You won't grow any taller if you stick to a one-food diet. If you only eat pizza, you'll gain weight and no one will like you. You will never have a boyfriend." When that didn't work either, in the following session, he started yelling at me and even threatening me. "You are a spoiled little girl. You're doing this for attention. If you keep eating pizza, I'll write a report and they will put you in a mental institution," he said. Naturally, that was my final session with him. When I told my mom about what he told me during that session, she didn't take me back there. That man was even weirder than me. I was scared that he would turn his failure into an obsession and keep harassing me over the phone. Apart from that, my mom made another outlandish attempt for a cure. It was creative and interesting, but sadly it didn't work. My mom had seen a show on TV about people who had food obsessions like mine. In the episode, there was a guy who had only eaten hamburgers since the age of 5. The producers of the show prepared a little spectacle to overwhelm him. This guy ate 4 hamburgers every day. That's 28 hamburgers per week, 1,456 hamburgers per year. They loaded a truck with 1,456 hamburgers and drove it to the guy's home. They called him outside and unloaded all the 1,456 burgers in front of him. They said, "This is exactly how many burgers you're consuming in a year." He was shocked and sad, and he even cried. In the end, he decided to get treatment. My poor mother wanted to create the same spectacle to put some sense into her daughter. She somehow found the phone number of the TV show and called them. They weren't interested since they had already featured a pizza addict in another episode. So my mom wanted to do it on her own. But she knew that she couldn't spend so much money all at once. Still, she didn't give up. She called a major news channel and told them about me. "It's going to be quite a sight. My daughter doesn't know about this either. We'll see her reaction together. This would be a compelling piece of news for you." They said they were interested in shooting the story.
Mm-hmm.
After that, my mom reached out to a major pizza brand. When the company officials found out that my mom's performance was going to be in the news, they agreed to sponsor her. One Sunday morning, I got up as usual. Mom was in the kitchen. When she saw me, she said, "I have a special Sunday surprise for you. I ordered pizza for you from a wonderful place. It should be here any moment." Half an hour later, the doorbell rang. Mom held me by the hand. She took me outside as I was staring at her. There was a small pizza truck in front of the house, packed with pizza boxes. I figured my mom was up to something when I saw a reporter and a cameraman on the street. She asked me, "Casey, how many pizzas do you think there are in this truck?" I told her I had no idea. "Since you eat 3 pizzas per day, what is 3 times 365? Yes, these are the 1,095 pizzas that you eat in a year. How can you eat this much pizza? Sweetie, please give this up. And do it in front of the cameras so everyone would know about your decision." I looked at the pizza boxes. I said, "Mommy, if we collected all your makeup materials or all the popcorn Dad eats while watching football throughout the year, we'd also get a huge pile like this. I'm sorry, but I don't know why you did this." My mom was incredibly upset, and she was right. She worked hard to do this, and her intentions were good. I could have hugged her or said something nice. Nope, I turned around and went back home. Now when I think about it, I can see that I acted just like a teenager. Unfortunately, there is no happy ending to this story. I'm 17 years old. For the past 6 years, I've been eating 3 pizzas per day. I don't know for how long I'm going to keep eating like this. I know that what I'm doing is wrong, and I certainly don't recommend it to anyone, but this is my truth. I need to tell it, and you can draw your own conclusions. Thank you for listening. If you like stories based on true events, you can subscribe to this channel. Bye!
Hey everyone, I'm Harper. I'm pretty sure you'll find this story hard to believe. If I heard it, I probably wouldn't believe it either. But I know that it's true because it happened to me. My mom had a difficult time when she was pregnant with me. She had to stay in bed for 7 months because of the risk of miscarriage. As a result, she refused to have another baby, even though my dad wanted to. After I was born, they both used all their time and energy taking care of me. They organized their life around me. I'm not complaining about it because I had a great childhood and adolescence, but I wish they had some other interests too.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
2.5 years ago, I moved to another city to go to university. After I left, there was a huge hole in my parents' lives. For 18 years, I was the center of their universe. They had no idea what to do with themselves after I left home. First, they got a cat, then a dog, then a parrot. My mom started taking art lessons. My dad started playing golf again. But none of it was enough. One day, I was on the phone with my mom. As usual, she was crying about how much she missed me, and I was trying to console her. All of a sudden, I had a great idea. "Mom, what about adopting a child? If you're really missing taking care of a kid, maybe you could adopt one. This time, it could be a boy. You already raised a girl. It would be a new experience." The first thing she said was, "Sweetie, I'm too old to be taking care of a baby now." I wish I had stopped there, but I didn't. "Well, it could be an older child, maybe like 9 or 10 years old. You'd provide a home for a child that needs one, and you'll also have someone to take care of, which you clearly miss." She said, "Maybe it's not such a bad idea. Let me talk to your dad," and hung up. She called back half an hour later. She sounded very happy. Your dad is very excited. We decided we're going to adopt a 10-year-old child, just like you said. We'll start looking into it tomorrow. I was so happy for her when I heard the news. I didn't know then that something terrible was going to happen to my family because of me. Overnight, their entire focus changed. They contacted the necessary governmental agencies right away and dealt with the bureaucratic stuff. They went around to foster homes. They talked with officials who deal with adoptions. Now, whenever my mom called me, this is all we talked about. Finally, they reached the most exciting part. They were going to start meeting children that fit their criteria and then choose one to adopt. One day, I was sitting on a bench on campus, relaxing in the sun. I got a text from my mom. I opened it and saw a photo of a cute but shy boy smiling at me. Below the photo, it said, "Hi, I'm your new brother, Beckett. Nice to meet you." I called her immediately. She was so happy. She said that when they first saw Beckett, they knew he was the one they were looking for. He was so mature for his age. They didn't want to miss their chance with such a great kid, so they started the adoption process right away. My dad was so cheerful now that he had a son. "He's a perfect fit for our family. We'll give him all our love," he said, and I teared up. I got so emotional because I'm very close to my parents, and I had missed seeing them so happy. I met Beckett via FaceTime. He really did seem like a good kid. I was going to visit them after I finished my exams. I wanted to bring a gift for Beckett. I asked him a bunch of questions to find out what he liked, but he wasn't very talkative. I felt like I was making him uncomfortable. Maybe he didn't like talking about himself. So I ended up just buying a game that I thought any kid would like. I met him a month later. But I was disappointed after spending some time with him. He was so arrogant, which is something I really hate. What my parents saw as mature behavior felt so irritating to me. I thought maybe he'll grow out of it to make myself feel better. Next morning, something weird happened. I was staying in the guest room because my parents had given my room to Beckett. This room had its own bathroom. I took a shower in the morning, then I was going to brush my teeth, but realized I left my toothbrush in my bag. I opened the bathroom door, and I saw Beckett standing right there.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Thankfully, I was wearing a bathrobe. He got so nervous and stammered, trying to say something. What was he doing in my room in front of my bathroom door? I was about to ask him, but he ran away before I could say anything. I didn't say anything to my parents because I didn't want to upset them, but I was suspicious. After breakfast, my mom and I were sitting in the garden. "Does Beckett have a family?" I asked. She lowered her voice. "He doesn't have anyone. In fact, he was homeless. 2 months ago, the police found him and placed him in a foster home. The officials didn't know anything about his past. We didn't ask so as not to upset him." I was surprised. "Mom, this doesn't make sense. What do you mean they don't know anything? What if he is a runaway and he's lying about not having parents?" Meanwhile, my dad was planting new flowers in the garden and Beckett was helping him. My mom said, "Harper, look at how innocent he is. You think he'd lie? Who knows what he's been through? All we need to do now is try to heal his emotional wounds." I kept watching Beckett over the next few days. Something about him didn't feel right, but I couldn't put my finger on it. On the other hand, my parents were so happy, so I thought it was best to keep my thoughts to myself. Anyway, what could I say? I just had a bad feeling about him, that's all. I was still bothered by the whole thing after I went back to school. Finally, I decided to call the adoption agency. There was no point in lying. I explained the situation to the woman on the phone and asked her to keep this conversation between us. She understood where I was coming from. "It's true, we don't know anything about Beckett's past. But there are so many kids here like him whose past we know nothing about. The kids who grow up in the streets are especially unlucky in that sense. Some of them can't express themselves, and some think that what they've experienced is normal and is not worth talking about." I felt ashamed when I hung up the phone. I looked at Beckett's photo. He did look innocent. My mom was right. All we could do now was to try to help him heal his wounds. I didn't want to keep feeling guilty, so I thought I would talk to him. I called my mom and asked for him. "You loved him too, right?" she said, sounding so happy. I had a hard time keeping the conversation going since I wasn't used to talking to a 10-year-old. I said stuff like, "How are you? How is school?" He didn't say much, so after 30 seconds, I ran out of things to ask. I had a friend in high school whose name was Beckett. He had once told me what his name meant. I remembered that. "Do you know what your name means?" "It has a really beautiful meaning," I said. Right away, he said, "Of course I know it. It means warrior." I laughed. "Don't be so sure. It doesn't mean warrior. It means stream," I said. "No," he insisted. "Earl means warrior." I was shocked. "Earl? Who is Earl?" I asked. He didn't reply. He stuttered like that day when I found him in front of my bathroom. I was right. He was hiding something from us. Even his name was fake. I didn't say anything about it then. I just said, "I have to go to class. We'll talk later," and hung up the phone. I was shaking from anger. I thought, his real name is Earl. Why is he hiding it? What could such a young child possibly be hiding? I decided to do some research and find out who he really was. I thought I'd start with Google, but what could I search for? All I knew was that his real name was Earl. I typed in Earl and clicked search. Thousands of results came up. I was randomly clicking on things as I thought about what I could do. I ended up in Google Images. Suddenly, I had a great idea. I could upload his photo to Google Images and search for similar ones. I transferred his photo to my computer. Then I uploaded it to Google Images and clicked search.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The results were not what I was hoping for. There were a bunch of random images. I started going through them anyway. I was almost at the end of the page. Then I saw something that caught my eye. "Man who looks like a child steals diamond ring by swallowing it." I clicked on it right away. It was a news site. A woman went to a jewelry store with her child. As she was trying to distract the jeweler, the little kid took a ring and swallowed it. The jeweler saw it and pressed a panic button, which notified the police. So the police came and arrested the woman and the kid as they were leaving. The part that interested me came after this. When the police interviewed the kid, they found out he was actually a 29-year-old man. Apparently, he had a condition caused by a growth hormone deficiency. He stopped growing at 10 years old. These people are technically dwarfs, but they have normal body proportions. The article included the man's mugshot. Yes, this was Beckett, or rather, Earl. The news was from 3 years ago, which meant that a 32-year-old man was at my parents' house. I felt like I couldn't breathe. I grabbed my phone in panic. I had to call my dad and warn him. Then I thought, well, what is he going to do? Is he going to drag him to the police? He's not a boy, but a 32-year-old criminal. He could do anything. So instead of calling my dad, I called the police. That was probably the longest day of my life. I told the police what happened. They went to our house and were able to arrest the man without incident. I visited my parents that evening. Thankfully, everyone was safe. My parents were trying to get over their shock. This Earl guy was already in jail. We don't know what he was planning to do. Either he was going to live there as long as he could by pretending to be a boy, or he was going to steal something and then run away. We'll probably find out the reason during his trial. We don't think that this was his first time pretending to be an orphan. The trial should also reveal whether he had other victims. Thanks for listening to my story. If you like true stories like this one, subscribe to this channel. Bye!
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.